The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Joe Lenehan, the editor of Climate with the Sunday Times Ireland and sustainability columnist with the Irish Country Magazine. Morning, Joe.
Morning, Jonathan.
A plastic-free July. We're 11 days in and I obviously haven't been doing it right. What is it?
So plastic-free July is basically something that was started in Australia. It was a non-profit organisation. And really why it was started was to just draw attention to the amount of plastic that we are entangled with every single day and try to reduce it. And that was in 2011. And since then, it's really taken off. It's now, you know, used as a campaign by people across the world, including here in Ireland. And again, that ethos has stayed true. It's really about paying attention to how much plastic we consume, trying to detangle ourselves from it, which, by the way, is a very difficult task. But it's a wonderful thing just to think of in July. And, you know, kids are off. It's maybe a good thing for families to have a look at and maybe create some fun workshops and talking points around. So, yeah, plastic-free July is in full swing.
It's funny that, you know, we see little changes. My son got a Lego set the other day and he's a huge fan of Lego. Now, Lego's obviously made of plastic, but we'll overlook that for the minute. But we noted for the first time that this was the first Lego set that came with the bricks not contained within plastic bags, but contained within paper bags. And I know it's a small thing and it overlooks the fact that Lego's made of plastic. But, you know, there are changes and subtle things we can all do that make a bit of a difference.
For sure. And I love that you actually brought up Lego, because that's a company that I followed for a long time, because yes, you're right, they do make their classic bricks from fossil fuels, but they've spent hundreds of millions of euros in development trying to find a better alternative, and they haven't found it yet, but they've been very transparent about that journey and how much R&D they've put into trying to find an alternative. And then, as you say, even the small things, removing the plastic bag, you know, having recyclable packaging, those things really add up. So yes, there's plenty we can do. I guess to give people a little bit of context, a lot of the heavy lifting is being done in terms of legislation, in terms of companies and the government, as it should be. It shouldn't fall on consumers to have to make all of these massive changes. In a lot of cases, consumers can't make the changes because that's just what's available to us. But in 2019, the EU basically went through, you know, the top 50 most polluting plastic items on beaches in the environment, and then they created this legislation around it called the SUP directive, and that has actually taken a lot of single-use plastics out of market. So people will be enraged, you know, the plastic straws went, we were given these cardboard ones, and that was one of the things that went, you know, plastic cutlery, lots of small things like that that people might have noticed, God, when I'm in the petrol station now, there's actually, you know, wooden cutlery. So that has done a lot of the heavy lifting. But for people who are, you know, want to identify it, what I would say is, you know, just take one day and don't even make any changes. Just start to look at what you're actually using, because for me, I know when I get up in the morning, the first thing I do is brush my teeth. And for most people, your toothbrush and your toothpaste tube are made of plastic and non-recyclable plastic. So that could be a great thing to start with. Maybe you'll switch, you know, the kids' toothbrushes to bamboo, which are great because they're compostable.
I got to tell you something. My own personal experience, I bought a bamboo toothbrush trying to do the right thing. It broke the second day. It didn't hold up now. But maybe I just had a Dove one.
Give it another try. Of course, there's always challenges. But then, you know, another great thing to do would be to switch to a recyclable toothpaste tube. And thankfully in Ireland, we have Spotlight Oral Care, who are a great innovative dental care brand, you know, very environmentally conscious. And their tubes are recyclable and widely available.
They're from Galway, aren't they?
They're from Galway. They're based in Galway. And that's made from sugarcane. Really great innovation. You can chop it in half, scoop out the rest of the paste, and then that can go into your recycling. So very, very small things like that. Another thing that I'm sure people are sick of hearing about, but the recyclable, you know, the reusable coffee cups, you know, we're coming up to the first hour of the show here. It's almost 10 o'clock. In that hour between 9 and 10, there will be about 22,000 single-use coffee cups put into landfill here in Ireland, which is staggering. So it might feel like a very small thing, but just investing in that keep cup and using it every day. And it also saves you money. You're saving about 20 cents.
Well, it does. But I mean, I have one in front of me here right now, and it says, our paper cup with water-based coating is fully recyclable, repulpable and compostable. So I'm trying to do the right thing here. So this is a plastic-free cup. So this is one of the good ones, isn't it?
It is. But what I would say is, you know, a lot of the time it will say this is recyclable. But unfortunately, for the coffee to stay in a cup, it needs a tiny little film of plastic inside the cup, obviously to stop it from spilling. Now, there are some that are fully compostable. I'm sure your one is. But sometimes people are getting a paper cup and thinking, oh, yeah, this is fine. I'll put it into recycling. It actually can't be. So I would say err on the side of caution. Invest in a, you know, an aluminium or a stainless steel cup that you can just pop in your bag and bring with you ever. A very, very small thing. And I know people are sick of thinking, oh, I have to remember this cup with me. But that could make a difference, especially if you're someone like me who has a coffee out every single day. That's 7 cups a day. You know, that's 24 every month. So those little things make a big difference. Those are the very obvious, you know, plastics that we see, you know, the going to the supermarket, seeing the wrapping. And thankfully, there are supermarkets who are now trying to come away from packing everything in plastic. But there's also invisible plastics. And I think that's where people really, you know, maybe don't realize things. So, for instance...
Isn't that the problem? The invisible plastic. I mean, the one story that resonated with men globally more than anything else was where microplastics were being found in a certain part of their body. And all of a sudden, men were going, geez, this plastic thing is terrible, isn't it? I mean, it is part of the education that it's not just the plastic in your hand, but it's the plastic you're consuming as well as a result of everything.
Completely. And like you said, that study came out in 2022 that basically said that microplastic particle pollution had entered the human bloodstream. Like you said, it's been found in pretty much every single part of the human body. And I think for me, that's what we need to start talking about, because, you know, a lot of the time, the reality is people don't connect with plastic pollution in the environment. People are busy. They've got their lives to lead. They don't really make that connection. But when it comes back to human health, that can really hit home. And the fact of the matter is, plastic is in everything. It's in our drinking water. It's made it into our food, into our food systems. Unless we start to actually find alternatives and use less plastic, those health issues aren't going to go away. And they're very real health issues. They're talking about endocrine disruption. It's been linked to cancer, infertility. It's a serious, serious health problem. So look, if that's what motivates you to start, you know, looking for alternatives, then that's a positive.
It's a key motivator for men, I can assure you. We heard as well about what LEGO are doing. They're trying to come up with an alternative. They'll get there eventually. But there's big science behind this, isn't there?
There's massive science. And, you know, it's one of those things, it's kind of what you mentioned there about the bamboo toothbrush. Sometimes the solutions aren't viable. Sometimes they don't work. Sometimes they're just not as good. And what I really want to say is, you know, we're probably never going to live in a world without plastic. You know, when it comes to medicine, when it comes to other industries, plastic is an amazing, you know, material. That's why we've become so reliant on it. The problem is that we're over-reliant and, you know, just trying to find solutions where possible and then leaving plastic do the job that it does well in the areas that it needs to do it well is the key, you know. And I think like that an example that I like to use is, you know, I love to clean my house. I'm really into my cleaning products, but, you know, 90% of the cleaning products that we buy are actually water, and it's only a tiny little concentrate of chemicals. There's a great Irish co-founder company called Neat, and they basically do this great subscription. Everything, all your cleaning products come in a tiny little glass jar. They give you a refillable different bottles, and you can pop it in and add your water at home. And to me, that is such a great advancement. You're getting rid of all the plastic waste. It's far less expensive. The products are clean, plastic free. Like, that to me is a great swap. I think sometimes people find it hard to make the swap if they feel like, oh God, this is a hassle for me. But there are those things, you know, that are easy to do.
I get a simple example from our house is, you know, the soap dispensers that we were, like, particularly during COVID, you know, the way we were trying to find soap everywhere. We have now switched that. So we have ceramic soap thingies, and beautiful. You buy the replacement pouch, and you can pour from the pouch in. And I know there's still a little bit of plastic with the pouch, but it's a hell of a lot less than we were using. So is now the time, when the kids are off for the summer and you can actually do this as a family, is now the time to really think about it, hence Plastic Free July?
I think so, because I think, you know, the kids and the younger generations are the ones really leading the way with this. They're being taught in school. They're very, very conscious of it. A lot of parents will say to me, you know, it's my kids who'll say, why are we using this plastic? We should be going plastic free. So I think it's a really nice idea to maybe just go through your day and go through it with the family and say, okay, what's the first piece of plastic we're using today, and is there any alternative? Can we think of creative ways to swap it? And obviously, everyone's on social media. If you're on Instagram, TikTok, just look up the hashtag Plastic Free July. You'll get so many ideas. People are so creative. And it's not about being completely plastic free, because unfortunately that is just not possible, but it's looking for those ways to eliminate it throughout your day where you can. And more often than not, it's going to be better for your health, better for the environment, and save you money too.
Well, I'm going to have to make a concerted effort, having had this conversation now. I give the bamboo toothbrush another go, but if it doesn't last more than 3 brushes, Joe, it's back in the bin, right?
You can call me.
I'll give you a shout. Joe Lenehan, editor of Climate with the Sunday Times Ireland and sustainability columnist with the Irish Country Magazine. Thank you very much for joining us on The Pat Kenny Show.
The Pat Kenny Show.
With Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.